wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, a football Saturday here. There's really not much going on football-wise today, but there was a bunch last night, so we'll get to the scoreboard here coming up. Gould Parts, the great sponsor of our Preps Rewind, going on 9 years now with Gould Parts as a sponsor here on Preps Radio. Thank you to Alan and his great staff out there. Also, the Tatanka Grill. Kramer's Wedge Store, the U Fillets and Greeley and Eaton, they've got you covered there. Boy, try that great Tatanka Grill food. It is unbelievable. Could be a standalone restaurant here in Colorado. All right, scoreboard last night. Well, we were out at District 6 Stadium last night. And two teams trying to get a win. That's all it was. And Greeley Central, Greeley West. Boy, it was a great atmosphere, I got to tell you. 2-0-4 teams. What would you think you get there when you get to the stadium? I mean, everybody was fired up. Players were fired up. Teams were fired up. Fans were fired up. Great crowd last night. So the Cats come out. They look pretty good last night. I will say Jeff Priestley's team. And remember, Jeff, go back to, what, was it 96 or 7? When Jeff Priestley was at Greeley Central, and they went to the state championship game against Wheat Ridge, I believe, the Farmers. But, yeah, the Cats, under Jeff Priestley, first year back as the head coach here, they were terrific last night. Mike Danson, my partner in crime last night, the analyst on our Preps Radio Friday Night Games of the Week, presented by Journey Homes. He said, man, I really like the game that Greeley Central called offensively. So great play calling, and the Cats roll last night, 32-13 over Greeley West. So the Cats get a big win. They snapped a six-game losing streak in the series to the Spartans, so it was big. Yahir Charez Salazar was terrific last night, was the workhorse for the Cats. I think over 20 carries, if I'm not mistaken, and about 90 yards in the ballgame. So churning it out, getting it done. He got in the end zone. The Cats win this one by 19 points last night. Nice job defensively. I mean, that was just a good role for the Cats last night. So big win there. They get their first of the year. They're 1-4. Greeley West drops to 0-5 on the year. So they have got to pick it up here. Let's get to the scores for the weekend. Thursday scores, if you didn't hear them. And we'll go back and get these for you. But one of them, we've got a coach clip here coming up for you. Highland 28-12 over Wild Central on Thursday. So the Huskies, and this is important for Highland, they've got to stay in the playoff chase. See if they can get there. Remember, they were nosed out last year when COVID cut it to 8 teams. And they finished 9th for the season, just on the outside looking in. So Highland gets the win last night. They go to 3-2 on the year. They beat Weld Central. That's Harrison Chisholm over at Weld Central. Remember his success at Fort Morgan. So 28-12 for Highland last night. That's a good win. After the ballgame, Kyle Johnson on our postgame show caught up with Zach Sandstrom, talked about the Thursday night win for the Highland Huskies.
Head coach Zach Sandstrom joins us now. Coach, thank you for kind of staying up late. We ran a little long tonight, but glad you stuck with us.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys, maybe, I guess, I hate to start off this way, but a disappointing loss, I would assume, a week ago as Yuma came to your place. It got you guys beat, but you guys got to be happy with the way your team bounced back as you traveled and took on a 2A school and got the win last night.
Yeah, Yuma was a tough one. They're a tough team. They're a physical team. They're a good ball team, and so that was a tough one for us. It would have been nice to get that one, but to have the guys bounce back like they did and take on a tough Weld Central team, I was extremely happy.
Yeah, on the offensive side, sounded like you had a big night from a couple of players. Sam Nisdale and Caleb Polk kind of led the way for your Huskies. Talk about their effort.
So Polk, it's fun to watch him run. And I mean, he's kind of a do-it-all player. He's got great vision when he runs, and he is definitely hard to take down once he kind of gets in a rhythm. And then he also runs great routes and is very, very consistent with catching the ball. So it's fun to kind of search for new ways to get him the ball. And Sam, he's kind of a do-it-aller as well. He had over 100 yards rushing, and so he can do it with his legs. And then he also had almost 100 yards passing, and so it's been nice to not buy on one or the other. You know, we got Sam, so it's nice that we can kind of pick and choose what we do and keep teams guessing whether we're going to be, you know, throwing or running. So that's nice to have out of him too.
Yeah, and I'd say on the defensive side of things, you talked about it. We kind of talked a little bit earlier today via text message, and you talked about it. Zach Tittle had a nice game for your team. But I guess I want to talk about your run defense, because I've followed Zane Stamm a little bit for the Rebels, and he had, like, I think, a 300-yard game and 5 touchdowns. And he did get in the end zone, it sounded like, a couple of times yesterday. But to hold him down at all, I think, is a win for you guys.
Yeah, so our defensive line did an amazing job. We had, you know, that first group, Greg Coy, Dawson Fogg, Wyatt Woods, Clayton Wood, and we kind of reestablished the line of scrimmage every single time. There was just two big plays that we had a couple missed tackles or we had missed assignments on, but other than that, we did a great job. We had a lot of tackles for loss. We were able to contain the pass when they tried to attempt to pass, and we got three sacks on the night, I believe. So, and that was all from our defensive line. And so I was really excited about being able to just dominate up front when we needed to.
Yeah, you guys kind of, I don't know if up and down is the right word, but you lost your first game, win a couple, and then that tough loss last week, bounce back. Now the non-league slate is cleared, and I hate to be that guy that says now we got to look forward to the league and not let you enjoy it, but I guess you kind of had today to enjoy it. But it doesn't get any easier next week as you got to travel to Strasburg. What have you seen from the Indians so far?
Well, I mean, Strasburg, you know, they've had the toughest non-league schedule I have seen. I mean, every single one of their teams they've played, I believe, have been top 10 teams. And so, though they are, I believe they got a good win tonight as well. So, being 2-3, that's a good 2-3 team, probably the best 2-3 team in 1A. And so they're still the same Strasburg. They're going to have speed that we got to make sure that we can contain. And I mean, they're a program that knows how to win. So they're always going to be prepared, ready to go. And we're just going to have to make sure that we match that. And I feel like, you know, this year is both of us graduated a ton of seniors, and so. I think new teams, new identities, and so it'll be a fun game.
Yeah, it should be enjoyable. We'll let you enjoy last night's and start preparing for Strasburg, and hopefully you guys can go on the road, get a win, and maybe we'll talk to you again next week. We thank you for staying up late with us and joining us tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, there is Zach Sandstrom, the head coach from the Highland Huskies. Good win for them on Thursday, 28-12. Other Thursday scores, well, Roosevelt did what they do, 41-0 over Riverdale Ridge. Can anybody get Roosevelt? Well, the Meade Mavericks think they can. We'll have that game for you on Preps Radio coming up here a week from Friday night on the 8th. Roosevelt and Meade 1-2 in the 3A ranks. Frederick 53-12 over Palmer last night, or Thursday night rather. So Frederick gets the win there. Silver Creek 33, or rather Longmont 45, Silver Creek 33. Longmont gets the win. Keegan Patterson, the senior quarterback for Longmont on Thursday, 25 of 31, 497 yards, 5 touchdowns passing the football. An unbelievable effort for him. All right, let's get back to it. Having a little sore throat issue this morning, so I think we're all right. Pooter 41-0 over Thunder Ridge on Thursday, and Arvada West 42-21 over Fossil Ridge as well. Friday scores last night. Actually, yesterday afternoon, it was Haxton 26-6 over Dayspring Christian. Haxton number 4, Dayspring number 5. A tough offensive day for Dayspring, no doubt about it, as they drop to 3-2 on the year. Eaton rolls Faith Christian 50-7. They led 37-0 at halftime, but the Reds get the win and romp on to a 4-0 record. Resurrection Christian 35-20 over Holy Family last night as well. We'll have Bob Mock coming up here in about 10 minutes, the head coach of Resurrection Christian, so we'll talk to Bob here in a moment. They beat a number 8 3A team last night. They beat them by 15 points. So is Res the team that can deal with the Eaton Reds this year? That's what we're going to find out as we go on. Severance number 5, UH number 8, they both had byes. In fact, they will play each other next week. Platte Valley 41-21 over Berthoud. We'll get Troy Hoffman on the program here coming up at the end of the program. Brush and Estes Park 42-28. Brush gets the win in that one last night. How about the Meade Mavericks rolling Lewis Palmer 42-8? As we said, we're edging closer to that Meade and Roosevelt showdown on October 8th. Discovery Canyon and Fort Morgan. Well, Fort Morgan, good win for the Mustangs. They win 35-21 over Discovery Canyon last night, so they moved to 4-0, continue as the number 4 team in the state at the 3A ranks. Northridge and Thompson Valley last night, 17-12, Northridge gets the win. So Northridge off of the 42-0 loss to Meade. 3-0, they go against Meade, tough one there. It's the Mavericks, it's Jason Klatt's team. Then they bounce back. That's what I like about Jeremy Hayden's team, is they just said, you know what, put that in the rearview mirror. We're going to go out and get a win. They beat 3A Thompson Valley last night, 17-12 in that ballgame. So Northridge over Thompson Valley, 17-12. And after the ballgame, Kyle caught up with Jeremy Hayden, the head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies, talking about the win.
Coach, thanks for joining us kind of on short notice tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you guys obviously start off the season 3-0 and then kind of have to travel down and run into the buzzsaw that is Meade, but instead of staying down, you bounce right back and you go to Thompson Valley and get a win tonight on their homecoming.
Yeah, our kids are just resilient. They work so hard, and I couldn't be more proud of the fight in our kids. Last week was last week, and we moved on from it, and then we put together a good game plan, and our kids executed it as well as they could. And so I'm really proud of our guys for fighting back this week.
Yeah, it looked like, I obviously follow along via the World Wide Web, so I don't have the luxury of watching the entire game, but it looked like kind of a good back-and-forth battle throughout. But in the end, you guys had just enough offensively to get that win.
Yeah, Coach Tedford, he runs a great program over there. They're on their way up, man. They're going to be great for some time to come. And so they gave us their best, and our defense came to play, and they really won the game for us in the end.
Yeah, talk about you said your defense. Anybody in particular on that defense that stood out, or was it a single player, or was it all the way around the board?
You know, on defense, there's 11 guys flying around, and you know, I can name Parker Steckel, I can name Isaac Ness, and all those guys are just playing their butts off. Our free safety's playing his butt off, and you know, it's just a group effort on that side of the ball, but. One of the best players for the night and won our game ball for the night was we call him Peanut, but it's Jadrian Marquez. So he played his butt off tonight and really showed up and helped us in a lot of big plays.
And on the offensive side, you guys get 17 points on the board. Anything stick out on that side?
Yeah, I mean, we moved the ball pretty well. We just shot ourselves in the foot in the red zone. We were in the red zone 3 other times, came out with 3 points out of it. And so we got to fix some red zone stuff. But our guys just kept battling. Our guys kept battling and battling and battling, and they just never quit. So I couldn't be more proud of them for that.
And that's part of coaching, right? That you're glad that you won, but you also find some things that you guys could work on next week as you get ready to start league play.
Absolutely. We got a bye week so we can get some minor injuries healed up, and then we'll get after our league the 2 weeks from now.
Okay, yeah, I read the schedule along. That does say 10-8. My bad. All right, Coach. Well, I'll let you get out of here. We thank you for taking some time tonight, and we'll talk to you down the road. I'm sure there's a few more wins left on that schedule, so we'll try to catch up with you after a few more. Good luck the rest of the way out.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, there is Northridge head football coach Jeremy Hayden with their win. They moved to 4-1 on the year, so a good win for him there. Let's see, where else did we go last night? Loveland over Broomfield. So 35-12, Loveland gets rocking and rolling again, knocked out Broomfield. So good win for Alan Jeffries and his club. They moved to 4-1 on the season. Erie and Skyline last night. Well, I thought this might be closer, folks. Number 7, Erie. Skyline, Coach Silva's team who can put up a bunch of points. But Erie, 49-0 last night. So Erie looking really good. Loveland looking really good, no doubt about it. We've got a 4A matchup coming here. Bear Creek and Windsor last night. How about that? Bear Creek, tough team. They beat Windsor 24-14 at Dudley Field last night. So the Windsor Wizards edging up to that top 10, now maybe dropping back a little bit. Our game 32-13 last night. Greeley Central over Greeley West. And a big one in Fort Collins last night. How about Rocky Mountain? Mark Brooks Club goes to 3-2. A 25-24 crosstown rivalry win over Fort Collins. The Lampkins go to 3-2 on the season. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Head football coach from Resurrection Christian High School, Bob Mock, took his team to 3-0 last night with a 35-20 win over number 8 in 3A. Holy Family, big win for Res. We'll come back, talk to the coach in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is the Preps Rewind right here on 1310 KFKA and 103.1. Well, last night, Resurrection Christian, they got back in the mix after a couple of weeks off and win 35-20 last night, so they stay unbeaten, rolling right along. And the head football coach out at Resurrection Christian High School, Bob Mock, jumps on the phone with us right now. Bob, how are you this morning?
Great. How you doing?
Fantastic, man. Talk to me about, well, let's first of all, talk to me about the 2 weeks here. This is an odd duck. We're coming off an odd year, so we should be used to stuff like this. But you get a bye, and then I think it's Skyview that opted out on COVID protocol. So 2 weeks off after you guys kind of get going. How was that for you guys?
Yeah, it took a bit of adjustment, and it was kind of reminded me like when we were getting prepped you know, for Sterling, you know, your first game of the year, it kind of felt like that in some ways. And I think that showed up a little bit last night, when it came to you know, some of our mistakes and, you know, we just weren't real sharp when it came to, tackling and, you know, some of those things you would expect to see week one, I felt showed up again.
Absolutely. Kind of going back to week one with it right there. Talk to me about, so let's go offensively first for you guys. You put up 35 on this is a 3A number 8 team. So Holy Family, who loves to throw the ball around the park too. So we'll talk about that. But offensively last night for you, how was Eddie and the gang? How did the offensive line do? What did you like offensively last night, Bob?
Oh, I loved a lot about it as far as just from a competitive level. It was great to be in a game that where we were going to have to deal with some adversity. So wanted to see how they were going to respond, and I felt they responded well. We did some great things. Like I said, we have cleaned some things up. We had too many holding penalties, sure, things like that. But you know, I really felt like if we put something together, you know, I'm certainly happy with the W, but you know, I really felt like we could have been up in the 40s scoring wise. We should have been.
Sure, sure. What was the start like for you guys? And by the time you got to halftime, where were you at?
Oh, we jumped out, you know, real fast. You know, when you got an athlete like Eddie Lemos, you know, it's just big things can happen. And you know, right from the line of scrimmage, first play, he busts one off 87 yards and gets us off to a hot start. So. Yeah, you know, we put together a great first half. I don't know, I think it was somewhere around like 20, you know, 28 to 12 at half or, sure, something like that. So we felt really comfortable going into half as far as, you know, we knew they had the capability to come back with their athletes and their being able to throw the ball around. So certainly couldn't get comfortable. But, yeah, the O-line played amazing. You know, they would stack the box on us, and our O-line just kept going, just, you know, play after play.
Fantastic. Talk about the defensive side of the football too, and you alluded to that. Holy Family, in past years and this year, I mean, I looked at it, they're throwing the ball more than they're running it. So talk about that and your Ball Hawks in that secondary.
Yeah, they did great. And once again, it was we were looking forward to this challenge to, you know, kind of find out a little bit about who we really are and see how they respond in those types of ball games. And, you know, they played well. You know, it's an expectation, but I mean, you got, you see the kids like Grant Appleby and,
sure.
You know, Ryder Easton, he's a young guy back there, but played outstanding. And then once again, you got Eddie back there, but when, you know, our D line did great things and our linebacking core they're just growing up and they're super solid.
Yeah. That line, is that where Justin is? Hawthorne? Is he in that linebacking core?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's they're fun to watch. I'm telling you. And that's always been kind of a thing at Rez. And you go back to your Loveland days. I mean, that's kind of pinpoint. You always a great linebacking core seemingly wherever you were.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, you know, Coach Gebhardt does an amazing job with those guys and all the defensive staff. I mean, you know, when we go to practice and I get to see, you know, just kind of sit back and watch those guys work with them technique-wise and passion-wise. And those guys, like I said, are growing up. I mean, we got some young guys out there, you know, Will Reeves, and he's coming along.
Sure.
And I'm just excited to see what we can do by year's end.
All right, so conference coming up now, Bob. Berthoud, you guys open up next Friday. You'll be at home for that one. Get going against Corey Tickner's Spartans. Boy, then, I mean, just look at this conference, though. What have you seen? Have you seen, my guess is you've probably seen the Reds play from Eaton. Have you seen Severance? Have you seen University? What have you put your eyes on so far in this conference?
You know, I mean, it's going to be top to bottom. It's going to be a really tough conference. We're super excited about it. And, you know, I haven't put a lot of time into it yet.
Sure.
It's just one of those things. We're taking it one game at a time and really focusing on our opponent. So our full focus will be on Berthoud this week. And then we'll move on to the next week in Eaton. And, you know, it's just going to be a fun time. You know, it's a lot of competitive games. That's what I want for our athletes is competitive games, and that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Love the atmosphere at Resurrection Christian. Coach, thanks for jumping on with us this morning. Another good win for you guys, and good luck going forward, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a great one.
You bet. There's Bob Mock, the head football coach at Resurrection Christian High School. They go to 3-0 with the win last night, 35-20 against the number 8 team in 3A football, folks. So they played up, and they took care of business. This could get interesting, I'm telling you. Trying to find the team out there that's going to butt up heads with Eaton, maybe it's the Resurrection Christian Cougars. We'll find out as we move closer to that. The 9th of October, folks, they're getting there. That is a Saturday night in Eaton. It's going to be terrific as Resurrection Christian takes on the Reds right there. All right, we'll come back in a moment, continue with our program here. Troy Hoffman, the head football coach out at Platte Valley High School, is going to jump on with us when we come back. We'll also hit the scoreboard again for you if you missed it in the first segment, so we'll get there for you. But it is a Saturday. It's Ryder Cup Saturday. Micah Kilpatrick, the 435th back there doing this thing, is all over the Ryder Cup today. He's a great golf fan, so you will be watching golf today, right?
Is that something you drink out of?
Golf and soccer for you, right?
That's no, I'm an American. I watch football.
That's good stuff. The Americans are playing the Europeans in golf, I'm just saying. All right, we'll come back in a moment and get with the Platte Valley head coach, Troy Hoffman. We'll do that here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. To the program, Preps Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Thank you to Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Alan Gould and his great staff down there. Anything you need, folks. Car parts, truck parts, big machine parts, parts for your spaceship. They've got it. Gould Parts, 454-3355. And also that wonderful Tatanka Grill out at Kramer's Wedge Store and the Ufillets and Greeley and Eaton. Made from scratch food. Could be the standalone restaurant. Great food, the Tatanka Grill. We thank them for their sponsorship as well. All right. Up on the Gould Parts hotline right now, head football coach out at Platte Valley High School, Troy Hoffman. Coach, how are you this morning?
I've had a great morning, Clark. Thanks for asking.
I got to tell you, Troy, the easiest way to tell how good you are on the phone, on the radio, talking to people, is the fact that you can entertain our producer, Micah Kilpatrick, for five. I mean, he doesn't talk to anybody like that. And he gets on and just starts chomping with you. So, yeah, you're a good guy to talk to. There's no doubt.
Send him my way anytime. I love
I love that. Man, how proud of you are of your kids for jumping back in and kicking some tail last night. You guys win 41-21 at Berthoud on the road last night, coming off the back-to-back wins. But these kids are resilient, man, and they proved it last night.
I can't tell you. The effort was just completely different. And the atmosphere all last week, we amended how we practiced. We're taking more attention to both sides of the ball a little more often during the week. And they came out and played with so much emotion and energy. And I'm just very happy for them. It's a great way to come back, and now we're at least on the right track heading into our league play, which we know probably we're going to have to win out to get in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Talk about this, the two losses in a row, though, Coach. That for you, that's just an odd duck. I mean, I can't remember the last time that happened to a Troy Hoffman coach team. So what was practice like in the middle of those 2 weeks, and how did you get their heads going in the right direction?
The week after Severance, I think we realized it was truly mistakes. We competed real well.
Sure.
I wasn't worried about the effort in that game. That was truly some execution thing. So as we led up to Eaton, and I just had to make sure I wasn't letting the kids think about history,
right,
you know, the
right.
Historical stuff. But when we went out there, and Eaton being very good, yep, they just smacked us. And, you know, we played two quarters on each end pretty even with them. But when they rolled, they got us. So this week, we focused on some attention to detail, talked to the boys about how they had to change what they controlled, and everything was much more positive. We started out a little more aggressive on Monday, calmed down on Wednesday, and I think our kids showed it, had a little more energy at the end of the game last night.
Fantastic. 41 points on the board last night. Talk to me about the offense. What did Devin Lauer and Weston Meyer and all the guys do? Logan Curtis had a big game from what I hear.
Well, actually, you know, unfortunately, Weston's out right now.
Oh, so he is. Okay.
Yeah. But Devin came through. He had two rushing touchdowns, three passing TDs. Everything just came into a little bit more fold. He was telling me he's starting to see it better, which we knew would happen with a few more games under his belt. I will tell you, I was just more impressed with how the line responded. There's some size on Berthoud. Maybe they're still getting their scheme down, but they had some big kids, and they blitzed. And our O-line did a great job. They protected Devin when he needed it. And he had two big passes last night. And a couple of them went to a kid you haven't heard of, is Ethan Johnson.
So, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm very happy for that. But we executed much better. We still have some things we got to improve on, and we'll get sharper. But I was so proud of the fact. On defense, we only allowed 51 yards rushing. We shut down everything they did there. Have to get more consistent in our pass defense. But we were able to control it. We had over 400 yards offense. And, you know, a lot of positives coming out of from last night.
You talked about Ethan Johnson with a couple of catches right there. Ethan does your kicking too, right?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
He struggled early too.
But did he really? Interesting. But how fun is that, Troy, as a football coach, to see somebody emerge as another offensive weapon for you?
Well, it's been important. I've kind of challenged Ethan. He's a junior. He's been around a lot of sports his whole life, and he's just never thought of himself as being the center of attention. And what we did last year, he had to kick for us there against Eaton and did real well. But this year I told him, especially when Weston went down, I have to get some rotation with our wingbacks. And the first week, a little shy, kind of making some mistakes.
Not sure.
But last night he took it upon himself. We're going to get better at some blocking things for him, but I loved his route running and just the ability to catch, and he was the benefit of Devin seeing him open.
All right, got to ask you this question. I go back and I think of all the great tacklers that have played for you, Caleb Creech. I go to Ernesto Rios sometimes. And so Aaron Rios on your club right now, what relation is he to Ernesto?
Yeah, I think just last name only. I don't know, because we have another one, Donovan, too.
Okay.
He had three catches himself last night, but I don't think there's any relations or anything.
But the way they play, kind of the same. Love watching Aaron play defense. Man, that guy can flat out hit you when you're not looking.
And he's a big man. He's 220 pounds.
He sure is.
And I had to convince him to move from outside to inside. You know, we talk about where leaders need to be, and your Mike Backer has to be somebody that can be on the field all the time. And the first week, he's there. He's making some good plays. I really worked hard with him the next week, got ready for Severance. He played better. Eaton, he actually had a very good game. We just didn't support him around it. And then last night, we're playing a passing team, and he had to expand his game there. So I really like the way Aaron is maturing and going into that leadership role for us on defense.
All right, so Brush coming up to start this Patriot League East season for you guys, the league season. Brush, Sterling, who looks down, Fort Lupton, I'm not sure what they've got, Weld Central. That's Harrison Chisholm over there, so you know you're going to get a tussle there. And then, of course, the Valley Vikings in there. I'm thinking Brush is probably, as you guys get them first, and I know you don't want to think about this, but I think they're probably the main threat to you guys in this league. But what do you expect from Lance Schwint's team when you get them next Friday?
Well, he's added some history, some historical coaching to him. He's got a Rosenbrock on his staff now.
Oh, so, my goodness gracious. How about that?
So, you know, we know what the excitement can be injected into a program. He's trying to bring back some tradition stuff. And I don't think he's ventured very far away from Mills stuff or from Wright.
Sure.
So I think they're going to be doing a lot of what they've done in the past. They're going to try and run. They're going to run inside on us, which we haven't seen the last 2 weeks. So we have to be a little bit more stout in the middle. I think they're going to stand up and they're going to hit you on defense. Going out there has just been a challenge for me. I think I've only won twice in
all my
years. Is
that right? Boy, didn't you guys go out there 1 year and just absolutely hammer them on their field, though?
Yeah, that was, I do believe that was Sebastian in 2017, I think.
When 66-3 or some crazy score like that. No, I mean, holy cow.
We had them at home in that time. That was 63.
Oh, that was? Okay, that was crazy.
Yeah, I'll never forget that because Randy walked, he goes, first time I've been in the Mercy Rule. So that lingers in my head and my memories for a long time.
That's great. What do you got coming up? Well, what's Saturday look like for you today, Troy?
Right now, just finishing up some computer stuff. Then I want to take a little family time. We're going to go down and Oktoberfest in Greeley. So we're going to go down and visit Ben Fusco's food truck. So going to go down and patronize my buddy there. And like I said, just take a little bit and enjoy the sun. My wife, I have to keep her happy during football season, so we'll get her outside and let her soak up some sun for a while.
Yeah, we had Benny on yesterday on Clark and a Coach, and we were talking food. He brought some German bratwurst and Spätzle, I think they called it, a German noodle, off the hook, good stuff. He's cooking that out at Oktoberfest, so he talks about you all the time. That's a great relationship between you and Ben.
He helped expand a lot when I first took over. He brought in some energy. You know, he has tradition there at Greeley Central. He played at UNC. And I just liked his innovation. And so he helped us kind of grow offensively. He helped Dan kind of see a bigger vision. And, you know, he's had some opportunities at Greeley West. And I admire what he's doing at Dayspring. I know they took it on the chin, but I saw the halftime score was 7-6. So for an 8-man game, that's just outrageous.
Crazy,
but,
yeah. No.
But he told me Haxton's probably at least the third, maybe even the second best team in the state. And look at what he's had to play. He's had to play the top three teams in the state. So he's prepared for the playoffs. I love talking to him. Him and I probably talk at least every other week. And he talked me off my cliff from last week and reminded me of all the things that have been positive. But more importantly, just as coaches, we're mentors, we're strong leaders, and we want to make husbands, future coaches, leaders out of our kids. And he reminded me I still do a good job with that. So
yeah, Troy, that's what I like most about you and some of the guys out here that are terrific mentors is the fact that it's, you know, everybody wants to win. We all want to go win a state championship. It's cool. It's wonderful stuff. But the greatest reward in all of this is 5 or 6 years down the road when the kids come back and say, hey, thank you for pointing me in the right direction to be a good father, a good husband, and just somebody that's going to make things go positive in the down the road, you know?
You know, thank you. And if I have another 30 seconds, I do want to talk about a few kids.
Sure, go right ahead.
Ty Berman from 07.
Oh, yeah.
Simmons, Austin Whipple. Those boys were so tremendous. And they are all family, man. I see what they're doing with their kids and how they are. And I am so proud. I stand back and I kind of feel like a grandpa sometimes.
That's right.
And then, you know, Billy Wilson. I don't know if you know if you remember.
I don't remember him. Billy, no.
He was he actually holds our record for sacks in a season.
When did he play, Troy? What year?
He graduated in 2010. It would have been my first year, but I had him 3 years underneath that.
All right.
And he's actually in the he's in the service, and he's terrific. A Army Ranger, and he's a leader. And he texts me and tells me how much he appreciated what I taught him. And another real quick note, you have Caleb Creech, who's a police officer out in Fort Morgan.
Fantastic.
He got recommended or recognized for stopping and just doing stuff all during the pandemic and all these things. And these men make me proud. And they're the ones who do it all, but I'm so grateful for what they do for their communities and their families after they leave us.
Boy, can't thank you enough for what you do for our student-athletes out there and our students. I know you're all over the community, though. Thank you so much, Troy, for what you do, and congrats on a big win last night.
It was good to get head in the right direction, and thank you, Clark. I love what you guys just do there at KFK for prep sports. So anything we can ever do for you, let me know.
You bet. We'll get you on soon again, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Clark.
All right. There's Troy Hoffman, the head football coach out at Platte Valley High School. Big win for them last night, 41-21, coming off I don't think it's ever been seen before under Troy Hoffman as the head football coach out there for 12 years at Platte Valley. Been there for 20, but head coach for 12. When's the last time they lost two in a row? When's the last time they got run 32-0 by a team and then bounced back with a W after that? So always getting their heads straightened out, but just a great mentor. Troy Hoffman from the Platte Valley Broncos. We'll come back and wrap up the program here in a second. It is the Auto Collision Specialist Studios here, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. Congratulations to the Greeley Central Wildcats for getting off the schneid last night. They went 32-13 in our Journey Homes game of the week last night. So beat Greeley West for the first time in six meetings. So they knocked that one out of the park. And our Buildings by Design Player of the Game, Yahir Sharez Salazar. He was also the on-field MVP of the game. Each year, Greeley Central, Greeley West have a game MVP that's given up on the field. And Yahir got that as well. So congrats to him. He'll be up on our website on Monday as the KFKA Preps Radio, Buildings by Design Player of the Week. You can go to 1310kfka.com each week. We've got our schedule up there. We've got all the stuff that we do, Clark and the coach. Everything's up there, folks. So go there and take a look at our Buildings by Design Player of the Week. And sensational stuff right there. No doubt about it. Our Method Flow Play of the Game last night, too. And thank you to Method Flow for Method Flow Products for jumping on and being a sponsor on Preps Radio. But play of the game was that flea flicker last night. That was unbelievable. Right towards the end of the first half in that ball game, it's a one-score game, and Greeley Central goes double reverse, pitch back to the quarterback, and it was Z Trujillo throwing a shot and knocking it out of the park, a touchdown pass to Randy Macias. And that was the big one at the end of the half, kind of made the two-score game for Greeley Central. They would go on to win the game 32-13 over Greeley West, get their first win in quite a while. So a big win right there for the Cats. Congrats to Jeff Priestley and Greeley Central last night. Other scores, let's just run to them real quick in the final couple minutes of the program here. Yesterday, Haxton beat Dayspring Christian 26-6, so the Eagles dropped to 3-2 on the year. Faith Christian and Eaton last night, 50-7, the Reds are rolling. Can anybody take on the Reds? Is it Resurrection Christian? Is that the team that's going to give the Reds some fits this year? Let's find out. They beat Holy Family 35-20 last night. That's number 8 3A Holy Family that Res Christian took care of last night, 35-20. So a big one there, no doubt. Platte Valley, as we talked to Troy Hoffman just a couple of minutes ago, they took out Berth at 41-21 last night. Brush beats Estes Park 42-8. That's the matchup coming up this next week. Brush and Platte Valley. Could that be? I know it's the first conference game of the year in the Patriot Leagues, but could that be for the title? Are those the two teams that are going to go for the Patriot Leagues East title and a chance to get in to the playoffs? Meade rolls Lewis Palmer last night. In fact, they were up 37-0 nothing, I think, at the half, if I'm right. That could be wrong. 42-8 was the final, but Meade rolled Lewis Palmer, and I'm thinking that Jason Klatt had to take the his foot off the gas last night for this team. Fort Morgan beat Discovery Canyon 35-21, so they go to 4-0. Northridge moves to 4-1. Jeremy Hayden, 17-12. His team got a 17-12 win over Thompson Valley. Loveland Allen Jeffries picks up where they left off, 4-1. Now they beat Broomfield 35-12 last night. It was Erie 49, Skyline nothing. How about the Erie Tigers, man? This is a team you got to stand up and look. They're 5-0 now. So very interesting coming up to see if they can get there, no question about it. Bear Creek and Windsor last night. Bear Creek goes into Dudley Field, into Windsor, and beats them 24-14. So the Wizards drop to 2-3 on the season. Our game, of course, as I told you, Greeley Central 32, Greeley West 13 last night at District 6 Stadium. And also, boy, what a wild one at Ray French Field last night in Fort Collins. Rocky Mountain 25, Fort Collins 24. Wasn't able to talk to any Kevin Lytle out of town with CSU, so wanted to see what the crowd was like, what that atmosphere was like at Ray French Field last night. I bet it was fantastic, but Mark Brooks' team goes to 3-2 on the year with the win. Matt Yim's Fort Collins Lambkins dropped to 3-2. And 25-24 Rocky over rival Fort Collins last night in that one. All right, folks, let's see. We will be with you on Monday. Clark and the coach, myself and Bruce Dick, will be with you from 11 to noon. And we'll start surveying some of the scores again from the weekend, get some more interviews for you, and get that thing rocking and rolling. But today, get out there, hug your kids, no question about it. UNC football coming up today as well, so be with us for that. Jerry Schimmel will have the call for you here on KFKA. From the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, I'm Clark Johnson. Have a great Saturday, and hug your kids right here, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.